they used to sell moose meat in stores here at Fort Yukon.
I don't think so. I never heard of it. I never heard of that. I never, certainly, sure as hell never had to buy any. I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that. I don't think so, because it looks like at them days, the old days, people was getting lots of meat, and they could get it from one another.
I see.
I never mm-hmm. heard of them buying meat here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
What's that? How many lakes?
Oh, yeah. I'm claiming I bought meat myself.
Yeah.
Elliot Johnson used to live up above me when we lived in that house down mm-hmm. there. I know that I bought a ham from Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
He lived right close and come mm-hmm. down and I'd buy a ham from him or something like mm-hmm. that. That's, you know, but not...
Not in stores.
Oh, no, no. No, no. How many
lakes did you have on the on your trap line?
Lakes?
Yeah.
I once counted them. I had 30 on one trap line.
Ooh.
Yeah. I once counted that probably of 35 or 6 lakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get your mink.
Yeah.
Right in the flats.
Yeah.
Your mink and your rats. Sandbar krill.
Now you worked all the time on the trap line. You tried to come into Fort Yukon 1 month out of the year.
Just in the summer.
In the summer.
And you come in for Christmas about a week.
Yeah, and once in for Christmas. About
come here for, come in, get there Christmas Eve and stay there till New Year's Eve and then you go back.
Now when you were out, did you do very much reading out on the trap line?
Do what?
Did you do much reading on the trap line?
Reading, yeah, a lot.
A lot of reading.
I go myself and that's the only thing I do, and mostly novels too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take from here, I go to that book, that was the mission,
mm-hmm.
get a granny sack full of books.
Mm-hmm.
You could take anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through the books there and take anything I wanted, mostly novels. I look, what was the Scottish, Scotch novels in the old Scottish days. But anyway, I had a lot of them. I used to take two or three books on the trail with me.
Walter Scott? Sir Walter Scott?
Sir Walter Scott, yes. But in a regular, just really the Scottish time,
yeah.
I take them books. But a lot of books, hell, I on the trap and I take two or three at once.
Yeah.
You get there about 2-3 o'clock, and what are you going to do? I go to bed about 9. Then I read, get through my dogs and everything, then you lay down and read.
Yeah. Did you have a radio out on the trap line?
No.
Never a radio out on the trap line?
No. It wasn't practical. And we didn't have the radios them days we did now.
Yeah, true.
You had to have batteries and all that damn business like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you could do that.
Yeah.
But and then you'd have to put poles up. And we thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the big lake when we go racking, we once did do something of that kind. This big lake where you spend... where you get all these rats. I think we did want something of the kind, but on the trap line it's not practical. No, it's nice if you could have it, but I get books and that's good enough. I get all the reading I want. Yeah. And at that time, there wasn't so practical as these, where you could probably just put a little one in here. You have to have batteries and things like that.
I remember
down Newson's then years.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a photograph?
Yes, we had a good phonograph.
Mm-hmm.
A damn good one. We had a lot of good records too. Mm-hmm. I see we've got some in here yet.
Oh.
We had a good phonograph, mm-hmm. a real good one, and a lot of good records. Because when I go on the trap line, Ellen could use them too. And I like to hear them myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of good records. That is good, what we thought good,
mm-hmm.
and a good gramophone,
mm-hmm. yeah,
right at home. Yeah.
Did your wife make a lot of your clothes?
No.
Mucklucks, did she make your footwear?
All the footgear.
All the footgear.
Positively, all the footgear. She was, well, you want the old time Indians, make all my moccasins, and mitts.
Now, I notice a lot of skin and beadwork here. Did your
wife she made that too.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, she made all of that. When, see, when we, she go with me on the trap line, but we finally got Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, mm-hmm. our Jimmy, and he stay home, he was all right. And then she wanted something to do, and that's what they do, same as a woman when she can't read.
Yeah.
Instead of reading, she does that. She did that painting too, this painting here. That was the last friend at the time, but she do that beadwork, see all that beadwork?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do, instead of same as you or I would read.
Well, she's in a beautiful...
She has beadwork every place, you see. Well, that's all they do, and it's quite a job, too, right?
Well, I'm sure it is. Did she tan the skins? Did she tan the fur? I noticed some of them are on hide. Did she tan the skin?
She... can tan skin. She did tan our moose skin to make our boots and things like that. She, Ellen did tan the skins. I would get the moose and she would tan the skins. Yeah. She could tan them and make it always had lots of footgear and everything.
Now, in your diary, it said that you had some photographic equipment. Did you take pictures and develop your own?
My God, I did, but I didn't make much of a success of it. Yeah, I had them little things, and I did fool around with that one time, but not so successful anyway. Mm-hmm. But I forgot about it, but I did have an outfit to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I never made so good at it. I think it might have developed one or two, but it wasn't a success anyway.
Okay.
No. I had a good camera too for a long time, a damn good one, picture postcard size.
Oh yeah.
I had that when I come in the country, I think. What I did with it, I gave it to Doris, and I think I never got it back. Oh, Doris is my daughter-in-law.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you met Doris?
No.
I think she's a swell gal, is Doris. Mm-hmm. Her and Jimmy, they don't agree, but she cooks for the school.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy, of course, he couldn't get by. They're good friends, but they don't mate. Of course, they have children and that kind of thing, but they don't mate, that's all. Doris, and right now, Doris has been by herself so long.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be hard to get along with. I like Doris. She cooks my hair. Mm-hmm. She's the barber for me. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I know. I want my hair cut in. I go to Doris if she comes here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Doris?
No.
She's a mighty swell girl, is Doris.
Did your little diaries come from England? Those little books? These little books come from England?
If it is, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It may be. I don't. It probably is, but. Wait a minute, I've got some English addresses there somewhere.
No.
I must have had that in England, I must have had. But as I say, it's so long since I saw it. Haven't I got some addresses in here? Yeah. Oh, look here, the ducks and rabbits and these we shot. That's when we leave Dawson, is that bunch of stuff. Was leaving Dawson going up here for the first time, I guess.
What kind of rifles? You must have had...
We had a 30-40 to start with, but now I have a Springfield carbine.
I see.
Yeah, and a good shotgun.
Yeah.
I think I have a 12 and a 15, too.
A 16.
Good guns, yeah. I have a rifle, a carbine, but a Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
A good rifle, a good shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have two shotguns, I'll show you they're there.
And I bet you got quite a few axes. You must have quite a few axes. Shopping axes.
Axes?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, you have one good one to take around with you.
Yeah.
You take that same axe all the time.
Oh, I see.
If you have a good one home, I think I have a double-bitted axe to take. But I guess I've got it here, show you. Because you want one side for chopping bone. See?
Mm-hmm.
You can't chop bone with the side you're going to cut wood with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have a double-bitted axe. Yeah. Here's the story when we left Dawson that time.
Now that's 2550
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's about the robes, you see. $14 for a robe. Mm-hmm. $2.50 for cartridges. $10 for a loan. $20 for a loan. And that's probably to my partner, old Fred.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the money.
Oh, yeah, you got something here. $4
to... $4 to Harry.
Yeah.
That's Harry Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bets, $2. Net and bar, $2.50. To Harry. Duty for
$8. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that seems to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're still an extension duty. Now, you've got an interesting gun right up on the wall there, that shotgun.
Listen, there's a lot of people take that down to look at it because it is a good, interesting, and I don't know where I got it and I don't know what I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there and it's mine and I've had it as long as I remember.
Mm.
I think it's a 28.
Oh,
yeah.
By gosh, Charlie, I think that looks more like that's a small barrel. It must be a 28 kg.
See, we shot a lot of ducks that time, didn't we?
Yeah. How did they
grouse? We had a good place for grouse.
Yeah.
And rabbits.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an outfit. Envelopes, moccasins, knife, compass, ball of twine, rabbit wire.
Well,
milk.
Well, they have everything, so that's the only thing you can remember. You don't have to mind. Do you snare many rabbits
used to snare a lot of rabbits.
Imagine your wife snared most of the rabbits.
Hmm?
Imagine your wife snared most of the rabbits around the house there. Yeah,
from home, I remember I got it marked down. We just go a little way. I was feeding the dogs then too. It's one winter, there's not much fish.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeding the dogs rabbits. And I just forget how many rabbits we had, and we didn't, maybe half a mile. There's good rabbit runs, and sometimes there isn't, same as any other time. Right here, seeing them willows, about 2 years ago, they was just had it tramped down, and now they're in the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Right in these willows here.
Yeah.
You catch all you wanted there. Now, I haven't seen a trap for ages.
Yeah, right in the middle of town. Yet around Fairbanks, there are lots of rabbits.
They have runs. They used to be a damn nuisance. They were just dying, and poor too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you ever snare birds?
Birds?
Snare them?
The only thing I'd have them in my rabbit snares. I've had lots of grouse in them. Not that I'd set for them.
Mm-hmm.
I never set for any. But I'd have lots. I know across the river, up home, there's a big willow patch.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I get all them grouse. Great big willow patch. Right in opposite the cabin, a wonderful willow patch, and I go down there and shoot lots of willows, and get rabbits or anything right there. But it's right close, a good big willow patch. And the trouble with them grouse, there's a damn nuisance, but they down in the ground till at night, they go up there just about dusk, and many a time I've had a job to shoot them, you know. You can't see the sights, because that's the time they go up in the trees.
Yeah.
They're up there feeding, then they go and camp down in the night, have a hole in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see with a grouse?
Yeah.
And meat, of course, we generally have meat.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go out with the Indians hunting moose out in the country. But when I got a boat and a power boat, I could hunt on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Get what meat we wanted. And I have a cold storage there, way down.
Yeah.
And I could kill a moose any time I wanted. You didn't have to wait till it froze, because I could kill the moose. I put ham and shoulders down there, and the bones and things, I put them in brine, in a barrel, make brine.
Mm-hmm.
Put them up in chunks. All you have to do is take them out, soak them for a night, and cook them. Well, you make a business of that.
Apparently, you lived a lot on meat. And how about vegetables in the wintertime? Did you have canned vegetables, or did you just go without?
Canned vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a garden?
No.
Now, you were a gardener.
No, we didn't have no garden because you're not there to look after it.
Well, the rabbits
in the spring, and it's got to be tended and watered.
The rabbits would take care of it.
The rabbits would take it too. Yeah. But you've got to have it and water it and attend to it. And you live here and, you know, way back you didn't take much.
Yeah.
As you got, you know, as you could afford to do it, you'd take things. Yeah. Till finally I have a damn nice cellar up there and we'd take all the vegetables we want.
Mm-hmm.
Same as we had a nice, not as big as that, but we had a nice cellar up there and could keep anything we wanted.
I imagine that you brought canned vegetables here in Portland.
Oh, positively, yeah. That's the only thing we can.
How about dehydrated potatoes?
Well, that's about what... Well, the hell, I use them right today.
Yeah, they're better today, though, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Say, they used to be them big flat ones, when you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Big flat ones, and they never did thaw.